Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target them by job title, industry, company, role, seniority, skills, company revenue, and did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. To get £100 off your first campaign, go to linkedin.com/lead to claim your credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, May 9th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey suffered another tech outage this morning. The Federal Aviation Administration said the outage occurred at the Philadelphia Air Traffic Control Facility. It took out radar and communications for about 90 seconds. A similar outage took place on April 28th. The FAA has said it's speeding up technology fixes for Newark's air traffic control operation. Italy's price comparison site operator, Multiply Group, is suing Google for over $3.3 billion in damages over what it called anti-competitive behavior. The lawsuit alleges that the tech giant abused its market dominance to suppress competition from Trovaprezzi, a comparison platform operated by a Multiply subsidiary. Multiply said that between 2010 and 2017, the tech giant favored its Google shopping service over rival comparison websites. Google said it's reviewing the lawsuit, and it strongly disagrees with the damages claims. And Panasonic plans to cut about 10,000 jobs globally. The Japanese electronics maker said it will streamline operations at its headquarters and business units, including consumer electronics. It said it will terminate unprofitable businesses. The measure would impact about 5,000 employees in Japan and 5,000 overseas. The company had about 229,000 employees worldwide as of the end of September. For this fiscal year, the company projected net profit would drop 15%, partly because of the restructuring costs. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.